like it.
All right, so Mikey is here. Hi, Mikey.
Hi, Corby.
That was loud. Hi, Corby. In for Bob once again.
That Jules thing's a legit bummer.
It is.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
It is. And you know what? Whenever she was hired, and we were all like, man, there's a girl that's coming in here.
There's a girl that's going to be in the clubhouse.
Like a girl.
Doesn't it seem like it was 15 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
It does. I was very skeptical of girl.
Well, we were more skeptical about how we were possibly going to have to adjust our Neanderthal-esque behavior around girl.
Which was dumb, because we didn't.
Right.
But
I think by then we had already kind of maybe started down that path.
Yeah, the shift.
Yeah.
Right. But it is weird because it reminds you pretty quickly of this place and how guy-centric it's been and how, you know, for you, Danny, and me, and Mike, how long have you been working here now?
Like 12, 13 years overall.
Yeah. That it's pretty rare in life in general, whether you're a guy or a girl, or both,
Bob,
that you work with 95% of the same sex.
I'm a girl. I'm a guy.
You know, now, we, of course, we have people at Cumulus that we see on a daily basis.
Yeah, every day.
Right. But this is
it might tilt in the female favor on the other side, right? In
absolutely.
Sales?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But it is really weird, you know, going through life and working with guys. I only see guys, or I only see girls, you know, if it's the other side. Mm-hmm. That's super, super rare. Typically, any company, it's a pretty balance, pretty good balance. You know, maybe outside of a sports team or something like that. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm trying to think of other jobs that are have that big of a separation.
I mean, even in like, you know, like the old school golf world, it was all guy related. Now there are girls working, whether they're assistant pros or you go into a golf shop, there are girls everywhere that are just doing that job that guys once dominated. You know, cause girls work.
And the thing is, man, for Julie, it's like the send off she got, the amount of love that she got. How we're talking about her right now, about how this sucks and it's going to feel differently moving forward, not hearing her on the air, not seeing her every day. That has nothing to do with the fact that she's a female. And when you're in this kind of business where you have a small group of people, when you're talking about ticker people, producers, board ops, and on-air personalities working, it's a very small group of people.
Yeah.
And you work together so closely as we do. It's not necessarily about filling a quota of diversity or anything like that. It's about, can these people get along?
Are they cool?
Are they cool? Do they have good personalities? Do they know when to let the game come to them? Do they know when to not step on other people's toes? It's more about a chemistry and a personality fit than it is about whether you're a man or a woman. And she fit perfectly just as a person.
I know. She's just cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And nice.
And funny.
That was the biggest send-off we had since Fahey got fired.
Yeah. I'd like to refer to that send-off as maybe unceremonious.
Yeah.
We've had people pass away that got far less of a send-off than Julie got.
That's true, yeah. And then, you know, like, then there's Mike, who just went away.
Walked down a hallway and fell down a freight elevator shaft.
That was the end of it.
Oh, good God!
Yeah, you don't typically... This doesn't happen, you know?
I'm bummed. I'm legit bummed. Because you guys don't even work with her regularly, you know?
No, but we
and you're
see
unlucky
her every
because
single
of
day.
That, because she's hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a soundtrack to our show is her contributing, but just laughing along with it.
Yeah.
Sucks.
It's hard to replace people like that. You don't actually replace them. You know, if you're lucky, you make a lateral move. And they're good. They're just different. But people like that can't be replaced, man.
No. And now she's off to get nachos and a beer
with her friends.
And what are we doing? Talking about
working
SEC.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oklahoma.
Oh, my friend.
Her life sounds better.
She's a smart one.
Uh-huh.
She wants to go with her.
She left on her own terms. That rarely happens up
here. Cool too.
My buddy was on the golf course today, and he said that he got pummeled by his. He's an OU guy. Mm-hmm. He got pummeled by his friends that are LSU and Alabama with SEC chants.
Dude, I was going to talk about that with you.
Holy God in heaven!
Corby's going to be chanting dude. SEC in Norman, just screaming. Yep.
Can't wait.
This is us.
This is who I am. I am SEC.
I am the blanking SEC.
Never.
Okay, well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do it here in a little bit.
We don't need to force another one of these segments.
Let's park.
We got plenty. Get in the zone.